This is the daily harmony exercise. This is an exercise that you can use every day, first thing in the morning, if you choose. If you want to pull yourself together in a way that's peaceful and powerful for the rest of the day. Or you could use it for specific situations, when you're about to go into a stressful meeting or some emotionally charged situation, when you want to particularly enjoy yourself, you want to be more fully present for an opportunity. This is an exercise to really bring yourself to the present moment with all of your parts. The first part of this is to use your will, the spiritual muscle inside you, to decide to fully show up today, show up to your life, show up to this situation. Call yourself fully present. It's as though you can imagine your energies, your scattered energies, your mind, your feelings, your spirit bouncing off the walls some days. Maybe some of it's still in traffic or still sleeping or stuck in the past or the future. Imagine that you can call all of you here. It's kind of like you have this homing antenna that runs up the center of your spine to the top of your head, and it reaches out and calls all of you here. All your thoughts, all your ideas, all your feelings, all your stuff in motion calls it all here. Decide to call yourself fully here, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Imagine all of your scattered energies flying through space and joining you, coming to this antenna and then going down into your spine, to the bottom of your spine, so that all of you is here in this container, this form that is you. Sometimes it helps if you say your name to yourself. I am Mary, fully present. I am Mary, here and now. Say your name and affirm that you are here. And then fully inhabit your physical body. Really pay attention to your body right now. Notice your breath. Is it fast or slow? High in your chest or deep down in your belly? Notice your pulse, your blood moving in your veins. Feel the weight of your body, whether you're standing on the floor or still lying in bed, sitting in a chair. Feel the shape and the way your body lies into its space, and the textures around you, the textures of your clothes, the textures that are in the room with you, the temperature of the air, the sounds in the room. Be very, very physical right now. Notice if you're hungry or sleepy or aching, energetic or tired. Notice your body as much as you can. Take a full inventory. Take a minute to be glad that you have a body, that you have a vehicle to experience things in this earth, that your spirit can ride around in this body and have experiences and lessons and share, give and take. And notice now that there's a part of you that is witnessing the body. One part of you is the body, it's feeling all these sensations, and there's a part of you that's witnessing the body. A part of you that's calm and peaceful and detached that says, oh yes, my stomach, my breath, watches. That's the spirit part of you. So say from that place, I have a body, but I am more than my body. I am spirit living in a body. And take a nice deep breath and stretch. And feel your feet on the earth. And feel rooted in the earth. Let your feet be so grounded on the earth that it's like there's roots that go down like a tree has. And the earth sends up through those roots her strong, sustaining energies. And now notice your emotions. Go to your emotional self. With your breathing and your awareness, allow yourself to thaw out any emotions that you've got frozen or hidden away. Just let yourself become aware. Sense your emotions as though they're a weather system that you're temporarily inhabiting. Or maybe a color. Take a minute to appreciate the fact that you get to have emotions, even if they're difficult ones like grief. And your emotions lend color and texture and interest to your life as a human being. And they're always changing. They're always going to be passing through just like seasons. Sometimes when you're in the middle of a very emotional time, you notice there's a part of you that is witnessing, calm and detached, very peaceful, and it's saying, ah, look at you now. Ah, look how you're doing that. Look at those feelings. Yes, that's a very strong emotion. You can be both within emotions and also detached from them, because there's a part of you that is your spirit that witnesses calmly and peacefully and says, yes, I have emotions, but I am more than my emotions. I am spirit, living in a creature that has emotions. Make a decision today to fully feel your emotions and yet to contain them, to keep them with yourself, to share them appropriately or release them appropriately, but to take responsibility for them as yours. While one part of you calmly witnesses and smiles. Now go to the level of your mind. Fully inhabit the mental body, your mind. Observe your mind. Most of the time we think, I am my mind, but it's not really true. Your mind is a very busy creature that's busy doing so many things, creating, controlling, anticipating, thinking, initiating, wondering, reviewing the past, anticipating the future. Your mind is like this little computer processing data all the time and attempting to be a creator. But there's a mind behind your mind. There's a mind that's kind of like the sky, a big field of mind that's very, very quiet, that is pure witnessing. And all the thoughts and all the babble and all the ideas and all the plans that come up from your personal mind, your limited personal mind, are like this little bubbling brook of stuff that's very temporal. While the larger mind that it comes out of waits as more and more new creations come out of that silence. So from the mind behind your mind, appreciate whatever mode your brain mind is in today. And also taste a bit of silence in between the thoughts. And say to yourself, yes, I have a mind, but I am more than my mind. I am the great mind that is all creation. I am spirit. Experimenting with the human mind. And take a nice, wide breath. And decide to align with your spirit. Imagine, if you will, your spirit, your soul, your higher self, like a bright little sun, a little star shining over your head. Your source of wisdom and peace and healing and insight. Imagine this little sun of your spirit shining down into your personality, shining like a warm and happy sun into your body, blessing it with health and vitality. Shining into your heart and your emotions, nurturing you, reminding you that you're loved and special. Shining into your little mind, bringing some peace, some focus, helping you bring out the most important understandings. Imagine this spirit, this higher self, this bright sun just over your head, sending its light, its love, out to all the people in your life, especially all the people that you will see today, your family, your friends, your co-workers, especially people that perhaps you have challenges with. Imagine the light, the unconditional love of your higher self, extending beams of goodwill. Imagine it connecting with the higher self, the soul, the spirit, the light over the head of everyone else, kind of like a spider web of light. Send your blessings out to all those people. And send some more out to people you don't even know. Send it out to our whole planet, which is involved in such a brave birthing process with all of us. And as you sit or stand here, bathed in light from your spirit, be sensitive with your intuition for any guidance you might receive for this day or this situation. Maybe a thought, a picture, a gentle knowing of something. Just be open for a moment or two with your intuition to receive directions like a compass to steer you to the highest good. And when you're ready to go out into this day or go into your meeting or wherever you're going, stand up nice and strong with your feet firmly planted for a moment, hip distance apart. Hold your arms out like it's a big, big hug for life. And at the extremity of your fingertips, imagine your aura, a bubble, a sphere of clear, solid, strong energy surrounding you, like a friendly protector. Your personal space. And tell yourself that this energy field, your own life force field, will filter out for you any unwanted influences and will allow you to share those that are positive and life-giving. And give thanks for all of this and have a good day.